Put your demon powers in me, Squid. I want to feel your might deep within.
Those tentacles are like its dicks.
20 years, Kate. Seen it all. Maybe not sex with an octopus.
Are you firing me? This would be an exclusive for Heralds.
Where is this from?
Asia.
DPRK. Isn't that North Korea?
Fuck! Our lives.
We're screwed up, but I have a solution, okay?
We're going to Florida. It's gonna be so much fun.
Come in the middle there. Cindy has taken a bit of a turn at redirecting us.
Welcome to the St. Louis Sheraton. I do hope you'll consider yelping us.
Oh, since we're going to be stuck here, you guys want to get a drink later on tonight?
You want to dance?
Meg's an expert at pulling off a dress. I want him. Not this time.
One question: Does Kate Upton hate herself, or what does she have against women that she continues to keep making these sexist pile of pieces of shit films right here? Oh, talking about the layover. And what I mean by Kate Upton is because she was in another film that I absolutely fucking hated. Came out in April, I believe, 2014. It was The Other Woman. And that was just the one of the most sexist shit I've ever seen. Right? And funny enough, that was written by a woman. So I don't want to hear this shit for this film because this film was directed by William H. Macy. Well, what would you expect from a man writing a woman or anything like that? Yeah, I don't want to hear that shit because The Other Woman was just as sexist as this fucking film. Holy fuck, dude. Talking about the layover people and, hey, I think I had a layover in my fucking brain right about now. I'm angry. I am highly upset. Now, this came out last Friday, actually, released in one theater in here in L.A. because it went straight to, like, DirecTV because it's a DirecTV production film, if you will, directed by William H. Macy, like I said. And I got a chance to check this out. I don't know why I would do that to myself, but, hey, I just checked it out, I guess, regardless. I said, hey, I'm going to put a Friday review up before I put that It review out. You know, give them a little sample of something, you know, a little something, you know. I was thinking, I was like, hey, maybe I should do the It review and post that up on Friday because I just saw It yesterday. And, got a lot to talk about that, but I thought I'd talk about this It right here. And this It is, got Alexandra Daddario plays Kate, and Kate Upton play Meg. They've been best friends since fifth grade. Well, she's high school teacher. And Kate Upton, well, I don't really know what the fuck her job is, really. She just bought some fucking cosmetic products from North Korea. Boxes loads of it, and she just tries to sell it to major companies, I guess, not knowing that, you know, they left the tag on one of the labels saying North Korea, so they was like, there's no way we're buying a fucking product from North Korea, you got your goddamn mind, whatever. And she's like, I don't see what the big deal about it is, and you're just like, are you fucking retarded or what? So, and then Alexander Dario's character, Kate, Rob Corddry is the principal of the school, and he's not even, I don't even know what this conversation is about, it's just awkward as hell. He's not even firing her. He's kind of telling her to, you know, I guess move around to another position, if you will. I love it because you don't really know what he's saying. It sounds like he wants her to quit, but then at the end of the movie, he's like, I want you to quit? No. He's like, I want you to take on another position in the school here. And it's just like, why the fuck you just didn't say that then? Why the fuck do we have this random-ass conversation where you babbled on talking about, would you ever thought about hairstyling? And maybe this isn't for you. You always have nice hair. It's like, the fuck are you talking about, dude? And look, I like Rob Corddry. I think he can be funny as hell sometimes. But it was just annoying as shit for that brief minute he was in this film for. So she realized, she's believing that, oh, he wants her to quit her job so he doesn't have to pay her a severance package, if you will. So they're watching The Bachelor, because that's what all single uppity women in Seattle, Washington do, apparently. White women at that, too. And out of nowhere, I guess, Kate Upton makes a comment, you know, all, you know, Meg makes a comment, Kate Upton character, because Kate Upton's character is, I fuck around with any dude I want to. Basically, I'm a hoe. The hoe. And I love it, too, because they try to play this thing like Kate Upton is the hottest thing since sliced bread or whatever and shit. Look, Kate Upton, you got big-ass titties. That's about it. You got a little cute baby face, whatever, though. But if it wasn't for them titties, I don't think anybody would pass you a second time. Your backside is about as flat as this fucking... I was going to call this the Cube of Destiny for some fucking reason, whatever. But it's the... Damn, what is this thing called again or whatever shit? In the Avengers, the fucking cube or whatever shit. I forgot what it was called now, whatever. But your back... Okay, fuck it, dude. Whatever. I'm looking at the thing that's on my desk right now. Your back is about as flat as my Apple Watch box right here. And that, look, feel that. Smooth. Okay, it's got a little dust on that, but okay. But either way, though, flat as shit, okay? Iron your goddamn shirt on your back or whatever and stuff. So, you get breast reductions... Ain't nobody gonna be looking to crash your ass, whatever. You'll get that one creepy dude that's been, like, trying to hit on you forever. He'll just be like, I like you from the inside, even though I don't fucking know you, whatever. But, so they try to play, like, Alexandra Daddario is, like, the not-so-good-looking one. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? You gonna tell me this hot-ass, blue-eyed white woman right here that had Zac Efron hitting on her in Baywatch that hard or whatever and shit? You gonna try to tell me she's the ugly? Get the fuck out of here. Okay, whatever. So there you go. There's the stereotypes already. Kate Upton is the hoe, and Alexandra Daddario is the conservative, you know, good girl type of girl, if you will, in the film. So one that same night, Meg decides, well, hey, let's do something spontaneous. We got to get up in the next 3 hours. We need to get you dressed and go. We're going to Florida. Now, we're not just going to any part of Florida. We're going to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Was it Fort Lauderdale? Yeah, I think it was Fort Lauderdale. And I'm thinking in my head, okay, I don't know how far Seattle is from Vegas. Why the fuck you just didn't go to Vegas? Why the hell didn't you just go to L.A., San Francisco, California, Nevada, anywhere else? Where you went across town, and one of you is not working, basically, and the other one thinks she's getting fired. So you wasted all the mileage I had on flights to fly across the country to Fort Lauderdale? You couldn't even go to fucking Miami? You couldn't even fucking go to Disney World? No offense to anybody who lives in Fort Lauderdale, but Fort Lauderdale is a fucking bore fest or whatever, okay? I've been there before. It's fucking boring. Nobody wants to be there. So it's like, all the places in Florida... And you go to Fort Lauderdale? She's like, we can lay up by the beach. I'm like, well, okay, whatever. So, hey, like, basically, we have to do this. So they catch their flight, only to be caught in. Well, apparently, they don't read the news because it's been going on for a week out there. There's a big ass hurricane. I don't know if a comedy film about a hurricane is quite convenient on this movie's release date here, but, you know, I digress. It's kind of in bad taste, if you ask me, especially with all the hurricanes that's going on right now. One that's going to hit, was it Irma that's hitting Florida, I believe? There's so many of them now, I don't even keep up with the names no more. I think they even make a hurricane joke about with a woman. It was like, that's why they named after a woman, you just got to please them, or some shit like that. And I was just like, oh, no, they didn't just go there in this film. Oh, they went there. So, there's this hot guy. It's played by Matt Barr. And where have I seen that guy before? He's a firefighter. You know, they make a reference to that. The firefighter. I feel like I've seen him before somewhere, and I don't remember where. I'm looking him up right now, but none of these things are ringing a bell to me or whatever. So, anyway, they made a reference about that when they were watching The Bachelor about, like, get a hot firefighter. And he's getting married. He sits in the seat between them. Well, he's not getting married. He's going to a wedding, as he claims, only to find out later he is getting married. He's the one getting married. And they get a flight delayed. He has to be in, what was it? Yeah, Florida. I don't know the time frame. Was it 3 days or something like that? I'm not sure. So they have to stay at the Sheraton Hotel in Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, no, St. Louis. And they both just try to... Pretty much they throw their friendship away just to hit on this dude so to make sure that the other one doesn't get him. Really good friends right there, people. Really good friends. I don't know, you know, especially coming off Girls Trip, I don't know what brain dead, clueless motherfucker thought of this idea. It's like, yeah, we're going to ruin sisterhood over a man. Right. Where in Girls Trip, whatever, they were damn near ruining sisterhood because they wanted to help their friend get rid of a fucking man who was cheating around on her and shit. But here we got the complete opposite. How fucking insulting this is. You know, it's funny because we're all in this new age film right now, whatever, with the whole, putting this in quotes, Wonder Woman, James Cameron comments and stuff, and all the stuff that's sexist out there. You know, ever since that comment's been made, I've been watching nothing but some sexist-ass shit. And not on purpose, neither, whatever. These things are just coming out its way now. You know, the Batman and Harley Quinn, now this film. There was something else I just saw recently, too, and I don't even remember what it was now because I'm blanking on it because I've got so much thoughts running through my head about this fucking film right here. But, this movie is the laziest shit I've ever seen, too, by the way. And you're lucky, it just barely glanced out of that summer. Barely, by coming out with a September 1st release date, because I'm not going to lie. This would have, like, inched out something to make that top five worst of list on that summer list right there. And I was getting ready to change that fucking list up right about now on this podcast, on this audio review right now, to put this in there somewhere. But, you just made it out of the fucking summer dates right here. Because this is some lazy-ass shit. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm not even a woman, and even I felt offended. But I don't even have to be a woman to feel offended and stuff like that, you know? Because I was like, holy shit. And they went through reaches beyond and above, to infinity and beyond, on how to offend women. And mainly these girls in here, their friendships here, who they both come off to be straight-up dumbasses or whatever. And Kate Upton, ugh, get her the fuck off my TV, please. She is horrible. This is a second movie. I know she's been in a few other things too as well. I'm blanking on some of those titles right now. With this and the other woman, that was like, for me, that's enough. I don't think I can say. I know she was in that Three Stooges movie, but she was barely in that film. I can't remember what else she was in after that, but. That I can at least remember here. But The Layover, and I think she's in The Disaster Artist later on this year as well, too. The other woman in Layover here, whatever, this was enough to say, yeah, this woman's got to get the fuck up off my TV and shit. Oh, look at that. She's born close to me. Wow. She's right up in there with me. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not kicking this out of bed or nothing like that. I'd still hit, but girl, you ain't really much shit, to be honest, whatever. There's a scene, too, where, you know, because she loses the airline loses her bags, and she needs a dress to go out to the hotel bar. I don't know fucking why you need a dress for that, to be honest. She needs a dress to go out, and she shows up, and this guy Ryan, he's talking to Kate, and he just stops in mid-sentence and go, God damn. And you're expecting, like, Kate Upton to walk in with, like, cleavage hanging out and stuff like that. No, she's wearing one of those, I don't know what they're called, those Indian garbs. Where, and you can see it in the trailer, it's like the pink. It's covering up full body almost and stuff like that. And everybody you hear in the background is catcalling going, wow, and stuff like that. I'm like, she is not that fucking hot, okay? Especially because she's covered up from head to toe. It was just like, okay, y'all need to calm the fuck down with this shit now. Like, they are really trying to play her in this movie like she's just the it girl. You gotta have her and stuff like that. And not to mention, let's be real, I mean, I don't know why she's gotta be you got to have her, because she's such a hoe in the fucking film. It's just like, anybody could get it. I mean, even my black ass could get it if I wanted it in here and stuff like that. She must really hate herself to keep playing this type of character over and over again. But I digress, though. So, either way, hey, I guess it's a fucking paycheck, so whatever. Although, how's this a paycheck? It's just straight to DirecTV, so. The jokes are not funny. And then it gets to the point where it gets just so goddamn ridiculous on how they're throwing themselves at this guy that they feel the anger, the need to flat out murder the other one, basically. Alexandra Daddario, she takes, like, anxiety pills. You know, she's afraid of heights and stuff like that. Kate Upton, her best friend since fifth grade, they're in their, what, I'm assuming mid to late 20s in this film, maybe? And yet, she feels the need. They do a couple of scenes, like, oh, let's go on a hot air balloon. No, and this girl is afraid of heights or whatever, but, you know, it's like, oh, I can get him alone and stuff like that. It's like, wow, what a fucked up friend you are. Or the part where you see in the trailer, too, she locks her in the gas room bathroom, the gas station bathroom. I'm just like, what are you achieving with this? Like, are you expecting, like, it's like, we don't have time to wait for her, so we're going to leave her? It's like, I don't think they would do that. And if they did, just like, are you serious? You'd leave your fucking best friend in the middle of nowhere at a gas station in the bathroom locked up? What the fuck is wrong with you? Or and so it's like, I don't see what you're getting out of locking her in the bathroom for. Is it because it smells in the bathroom and you're like, hey, I want her to stay in there a little longer while I make a move on this guy? I mean, it even gets to a far point where she takes this girl's anxiety pill. I'm talking about Kate Upton's character. This is all Kate Upton's character doing her. She takes her anxiety pills and shoots them down this big-ass bottle of wine or whatever and says, here, you want to have a drink? It'll loosen you up a little bit. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? I was like, she could flat out fucking die from that. And the driver, who's played by Matt Jones, he was in Breaking Bad. He was one of Jesse's stoner friends and shit. That's where I remembered him from. It was not that bad in this film, whatever. You actually feel bad that he's in this piece of shit. You're like, man, I feel bad for you, dude. I really do. I mean, I know he's been in a lot of stuff. But why? But the only thing I'm really remembering from is Breaking Bad. But I was watching him in here. I think his name was Badger in the show. Oh, you know what? Man, he was in Tron Uprising, too. I'm looking at it right now. Man. Oh, man. But then he really just lost me where it says he was in Beware the Batman. So never mind. Fuck this guy. I hate that goddamn show. Matt Jones, he drinks the whole thing. And they're delayed at this rinky-dink-ass hotel or whatever and stuff. Where they get into a sequence where both the girls, Kate Upton and Alexandra Daddario, end up sleeping with Ryan Hare. Only to wake up the next morning to find out that he stole the car. Well, he didn't steal the car. He took the car and kind of went off on his own because he had to get to this wedding. They find out through Google Plus, as it was mentioned, because Matt Jones added him in his circle, and they realized, oh wait, he's getting married. So now the women have to bond together. They're like, we got to put our differences aside and let's make up and be friends here because we have to stop this guy because, well, he's getting married and he slept with both of us. What kind of a piece of shit is him? And I'm like, oh, you got to be fucking kidding me already. I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. So you mean to tell me this whole movie, which is an hour and 28 minutes long, I believe, you spent this whole movie trying to kill each other to hop on that crooked-ass dick of his. And I'm not making a joke there. He tells him, yeah, he says a little crooked. It makes it a little better or something like that. And to hop on that crooked dick, and now you feel like you got a band together to save the woman he's marrying because he slept with you two? Fuck you. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And I'm not gonna lie, I feel bad for Alexandra Daddario more than anything else in this film here. Because this is like the second stinker she done had in the past 3 months in a row here. I mean, I'm not gonna say I really feel bad for her because I think she sucks as an actress. And in here, you can kind of see it because I know she was in she was in the Percy Jackson film. She's the last time I saw her, I think, was the, besides the Baywatch film, was the San Andreas film, if I'm not mistaken. So she likes working with The Rock, apparently. So maybe she's fucking The Rock. Well, no, he's married, so never mind her. But I'm just gonna say, she just flat out sucks. I can see that she tried to be like a leading girl in this film here, but it was not. No, it was definitely a no in this film here. I felt bad for her because I was like, damn, girl, you have, like, possibly two of the worst fucking films of the year already and shit. It's like, I don't even know how you achieve such a merit like that here. And guess what? You're the leading actress in both of them. That's not really saying much for your career, girl. And I bet the next movie she's going to come out, people are like, I always liked her. She's always been such great. Shut the fuck up. No, she wasn't. Anyway, though, so... time I got to this third act, it just got damn near insulting. The fact they got into this big ass fight, first of all, where Kate Upton punched her in the fucking throat and shit like that, and like, I got kill shot at me or whatever. The cops, damn near about to arrest them because they pretty much destroyed this whole hotel lobby, snack area, and stuff like that. And they straight up get out of the incident by saying, not only will pay for the damages, but please, officer, because the officer was a woman, let us go. Because in the matter of being in sisterhood and our womanhood or anything like that, let's not let another woman marry a piece of shit. And I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I was like, no the hell we are not gonna try to crowbar that bullshit into this right here. Oh, and so then they get to the wedding and they ruined some other dude's wedding out of the sake of a shitty ass joke, if you ask me. But then They try to break the wedding up, right? Only to meet the wife. And I forgot who the wife was played by. She looked hella familiar. But the wife is like a complete bitch. I mean, like a straight up bitch. And they're looking at each other like, because he's like telling them, are you kidding me? You're going to break up my marriage because I ended up sleeping with you too, even though you threw yourselves on. Which, by the way, I'm not trying to take sides on men or women or anything like that, whatever. I'm completely on his fucking side, though. It's like, you know, I was supposed to be at a bachelor party, you know, supposed to be getting down. You two never even asked if I was getting married. Now you all feel the sudden need to break my wedding up, my marriage up, because of why? Who the fuck are you two, whatever? You stalked me down here and stuff like that. But no, it's okay because they're the good guys, see? They're the good guys. They meet the bitchy wife, right? And they go like, oh, never mind. He's got it way worse than we thought he could have it, stuff like that. Looks like our work here is done. It's like, bitch, I didn't do shit. I'm like, that's what Kate Upton said. I was like, shut the fuck up, Kate, please. I like, everything you just come out your mouth is just like, somebody got some tape, some scotch tape, duct tape, blue line tape, some fucking yellow tape. I don't give a damn. Some cheap ass universal tape, whatever tape. Just put some tape over her fucking mouth and shut her the hell up, please. You are not an actress, honey. Get back to modeling. And just show the front side, because your backside really ain't worth a damn. Oh, that's pretty a sexist comment, but who gives a shit at this point at the end of this film here? Man, this movie was just so fucking horrible, dude. So, you know, after all this shit now, all this shit here, Kate Upton, you know, she starts to have a moment. You know, she's thinking, because Matt Jones is constantly, you know, he's kind of a fat jewelry store owner or whatever, that's like clearly not her type of fucking, but like he kind of hits on her so much. But then she starts to realize like he's a good man or whatever, and just like, get the fuck out of here with this message now, whatever. It's like, oh, it's not about what's on the outside, it's about what's on the inside. And it's like, shut up. She realizes with his honesty towards her that like she's a fucked up person and she needs to better herself. And she tells Alexander Daddario's character, I'm moving out, but we're still going to be best friends and, you know, all this great shit. And only to find out the bitch only moved next door or whatever and stuff. So it's like, okay, and I'm growing now as a person and stuff. You know, we're still watching The Bachelor. And I was like, ah, see, that's your first fucking problem. You're watching that shitty ass goddamn show here. Yes, people, marriage is so sacred here in America. It's so sacred that we feel the need to make a fucking reality TV show out of it with one guy and 20-ass women, desperate-ass women, that are just looking for a dude that they can hitch up with in a matter of 2-week time frame. Yes, marriage is so special and sacred here in America. Yes. Fuck out of here, man. Fuck this movie. It is easily a low fuck it. I despise every bit of this goddamn movie, whatever. I feel bad for most of the talent that they had in here. I mean, Cal Penn's in this fucking movie. I was like, when the last time I seen Cal Penn or something? Molly Shannon's in here. I forgot who her husband was playing here. I was like, Molly, what are you doing in here? What are you doing, Molly? And she's a character, like, that was just flat out insulting what they did with her character here. Damn, ain't that a bitch. Anyway, I'm trying to think, what was the last movie I seen her in, though, to be honest here? Well, never mind, I don't remember them. But Molly Shannon, she plays a character in here where she's messing around with this guy, and they're like, oh, we've been together for years, so they say it's our anniversary, and it seems all cute and lovey-dovey at first, but then later in the film, she tells her, that's not my husband. He has a wife and kids back home and stuff like that, you know? She's just like, but I love that man. I want something. I take it. I kill you. I'll do anything for that man and stuff like that, you know? I'm just sitting up there and like, they're trying to make a positive out of it too. And I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? Molly Shannon, your character's a piece of shit in this film, whatever. It was kind of insulting too. It's just like, wow. So you're a woman who's a homewrecker. You have no sensibility of like saying, you know, divorce her at least if you're in love with me. You know, you're just going to keep fucking around with this dude. And on so-called out-of-town trips, I guess. Whatever, man. Fuck, why am I talking more about this movie? This movie's a low fucking. I hated this goddamn movie, actually. I'm not even, like I said, I'm not even a woman and I'm insulted. This is one movie I'll definitely tell women, men, whatever, just don't see at all. Like, this is the type of shit that really just sets women and anything back like 300, 400, 500 years. However many time frames you want to go back. Hell, this sets women back to slavery times, if you will, if you ask me. That's how insulting this movie was. Fuck this movie. Kicking the door.
Are you anybody got in my way, I kill them. I kill you, I kill you, I kill everyone.
Whoa! I take cross the god, but why? That was a straight up kill shot!
You took a fucking kill shot at me! In the door.
Hot air balloon ride!
I forgot I got fear of heights.
I don't mean to be rude, but can you see?